Speaking of which, do you have any friends on the Austin City Council, the new council that's got now? You know, it's a small convention, isn't it?
No, I don't have any friends there, and I'd probably have fewer if I were serving.
Yeah, Brian's probably right. I appreciate you coming in this morning. I kind of want to start, if we could, about we have not had you in since the scoring, if you will, on the bond issue and the things that might be included. A police station is on top of that. And you're going to get pushback no matter what, I'm sure. But the first thing I think of is when citizens vote for bond issues, they like it to be things that they see every day or interact with every day. And obviously a police station is not that. But tell me, if you will, what your thoughts are as far as those rankings are concerned as one member of council.
Well, obviously, those rankings are given to us by the CIP committee, and they worked very, very long and hard, and I appreciate every one of them who's devoted that long period of time and so many hours. And now it's up to the council to look at it and see if the rankings will be the same or the same issues on it at all. So I think that is still something that citizens should have input on. They should get in touch with us, let us know their feelings, and attend city council meetings. I think that's crucial in getting their feedback.
While we're on the subject of bond issues, and of course the talk about the walkway between connecting the two parks and College Station finally coming to fruition, this is something that was in a bond issue in 2008. And folks, most folks probably do know, but in case they don't, you have taught government for a long time, and now you're in the midst of government. So
I teach history.
Excuse me, you teach history, but you know a lot about government. Okay, I apologize. Is there anything that we can do to speed this process up? Because I know Councilman Benham said, you know, we could take money and make it into streets. Is there anything that we can practically do to make government move faster from when that bond is approved to when these projects get started?
Well, of course, it can move faster if we had more money and we didn't have to depend on bond issues to do things. That's one way to speed it up, but we don't. But this in this process on the trails, it was actually moving along at a pretty good pace, and then we had to negotiate with the neighborhood. And I think that's a legitimate thing for the council to do, to take into consideration the views of people in the area that it's going to impact the most. So it was delayed, I believe, in this case, for good reasons. And we came to a conclusion that nobody was happy with totally, but everybody thought we could live with.
Yeah, most times that's the way it ends up. The end result is we don't have 100% agreement.
I would like to just go back and say one more thing about the police station.
Sure.
And you're right. Hopefully we don't interact with the police in the way that we end up at the police station very often. But most citizens are very happy that there are police available in the community and taking care of things we do not want to interact with, and making it a safer place for all of us. So you're right. They don't go to the building and they don't see it. But they do have to have more space than they now have to operate in. We know that.
Sure. Well, and let's revisit here again. We've talked about it before, but it's we're a year more down the road. So does staff. I mean, you can very easily see that the city hall is not large enough. So again, as one member of council, where do you think we need to be on that project?
Well, I think we need to be looking at a new city hall, and I support that. I've supported it from the beginning. I was there the night it flooded in the council meeting.
Right.
And I'm aware of all of the places that most citizens don't go either, but in the offices where people are literally stacked together. But obviously, freeing up one facility to refurbish it will give more space. Now, whether that should be refurbished for one purpose or another has yet to be decided.
Well, there's a large green space really behind City Hall and the old fire station right there. I mean, that area right there, both of those could certainly be utilized. Are you basically in favor of keeping the location the same and just repurposing there?
Well, that is certainly one option. And it's a very attractive option to many, many people because it does face Texas A&M. And that's where we originally began our meetings as a city council on the A&M campus.
Sure.
And obviously the two are linked together. And we need to be aware of that. And then there's others who have argued that maybe we should be further to the south, and there are other pieces of property that have been considered. I think, again, that's something that when we do decide to do it, I want a tremendous amount of input from the citizens. And I think at the right time, when there is the right amount of information to put out there on what it will cost to do it in one place versus another, those are things that are yet to come out. But they will be coming, I hope, before the end of my term.
Okay. And multiple places, too. Obviously, this city has had to grow, and they've had there are certainly segments of the city that are all over within the city limits. Now I'm going to have to bring up the annexation word, and I want to bring it up so that you can kind of explain the task force, the joint task force that was put together on annexation. What's the purpose there? And for all the folks who think that College Station might be in the midst of a land grab, is it fair to say that that's not what the purpose of the task force would be, and that it's simply part of the elements of growth that any city has?
Well, first of all, let me say I'm thrilled I'm not a member of that committee.
Okay.
But we have three very good council members, Mayor Barry, Councilman Nichols, and Councilman Aldridge, who will be serving on that committee. And the purpose of it is to update the timing of annexation, what are our priorities, and how this will fit in with our five-year comprehensive plan that we've recently reviewed and adopted. And I believe that this group will finish their work this year. And annexation is a very interesting process. It serves a purpose. It serves a purpose of allowing cities to have some degree of assurance that they have some control over their boundaries and over the borders, that the areas that they annex, that they can actually offer these areas something that may not be exactly what they want, but that ties in with the best practices for growth in that area. And that's why the state has provided that as a legal option.
Sure. She used the word interesting, which is a really neutral term when it comes to annexation. It's something that a lot of people pay attention to, that's for sure. You are basically the point person when it comes to transportation issues on the city council in College Station. You and I spoke the last time you were here about Brazos Transit and some changes that they were making. Can you give me kind of your view as to where they have gone with their project, and are they moving along and fitting the needs of the community better than they were at that time?
Well, as of now, I cannot tell you that anything is better than it was. We are waiting for the Metropolitan Planning Organization to conduct a survey. So we have made that much progress. I thought we were making more progress toward just doing some bus stops and covered areas, but all of that has been put on hold now until the survey is done of the riders, the numbers, and the areas that need more and less.
Are you a little frustrated over that?
I am. I've been on the council for one term of 3 years, and I'm now beginning I'm in my first year of my second term. And at one of the meetings that we were in, someone said, well, it takes a long time for some changes to happen, but when you're in for 6 years, 4 years is a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's still hot and still rains and it's still cold and all those things still exist.
I am, and we are still pushing as hard as we can. I hope the survey will be out in August. And from there, we will try to push for it to move faster.
Let's talk about the legislature, things that they've done. Of course, the hot funds is one thing. But and I guess let's start there. We're going to have some new uses for hot funds. College Station will have some flexibility. So what are your thoughts there?
Right. Well, obviously, the legislature did pass legislation, House Bill, I think it's 3629, that will allow us here in Brazos County, Bryan and College Station, it's a bracketed bill, but it will allow us to use the hot funds for operations or expansion of municipally owned sports facilities. And this means we can construct new ones, too. And this is a major part of our expansion in our area. This is a sports centered area already. We know that from football, but also the community puts a great value in sports. And this will also allow us to attract more visitors, of course, into the community. The Games of Texas, of course, we know about those, and more tournaments. And these are things that we are working right now to be sure we can plan for them, so that our infrastructure, our transportation, our lodging needs. You might find this interesting that I spoke to the Brazos Valley Lodging Association this week with Chuck Condorla from Bryan, and that they are one of the three fastest growing industries in our community. They've moved from, I think, hiring or employing 7,000 employees in 2000 to about 10,000 today. They've doubled the number of rooms that they have available in the community. And we are heavily supporting, with hot tax funds, the CVB and the arrangements we've made through that group with A&M to bring in more outside meetings. And this also includes sports.
Well, again, I think as the city manager said, in the whole idea of how hot funds would be used, nobody figured a model like College Station, Bryan College Station, existed. It is certainly an anomaly when it comes to all
that. It is. We get a lot of hot tax funds because every about four weekends in the fall, we double our size.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it was put together, nobody envisioned that kind of impact.
Certainly. And we have, of course, as you say, the sports tournaments that come in and then the short courses at A&M. So it does make a difference. One of the other things that the legislature did is they decided that on the state level, they would take care of drilling for oil and gas and having a look at controlling that. Now, College Station had already updated their oil and gas stipulations. Do you feel like that still fits, or is there any rub between what you've got in place in College Station and what the state wants to do?
Well, at the present time, we don't feel that it will need to be redone. Obviously, Denton has retracted theirs, and we tried to work as hard as we could, our staff did, and all of the members of the council, to pass what we considered to be a reasonable, fair, balanced approach to it. It didn't meet everyone's view of what that should be. I myself pushed for one thing to be a little bit more of a setback from residences. But overall, I think that we got the best that we could get. And I believe it'll stand up, given what we know now about what the intentions of the legislature was in doing this.
Certainly. And finally, it's been, I think, 3 weeks to this day that Brett Joie was let go at the university. I asked Bryan council member when they were here, and so I'd like to ask you the same thing. What do you think that means with his departure and a replacement being named as we talk about development?
Right. Well, of course, I wasn't privy to the exact information of why it took so many lawyers to carry this out. I was a little surprised, frankly, that was the way it was done. I mean, I'm in higher ed. I know that decisions are made that are not always obvious to the public. And in administration, this happens more frequently than I wish it did. I always respected him a great deal as far as what I heard him say about the development of A&M Health Science Center and the involvement with the Bio Corridor. I really can't comment on the reasons for it because, as I said, I don't have that. I wasn't privileged to that. I do believe that in higher ed, we should be able to handle things with fewer lawyers involved.
And so that's basically,
no offense to lawyers. My son's a lawyer.
No, I understand. What else have we not covered that you'd like to chat about this morning?
Well, I would like to say that the legislature also passed this time a couple of things that are interesting for transportation, that they ended diversions of the state highway fund, and this will add quite a bit to the transportation funding, $1.3 billion over 2 years. And they also passed Senate Joint Resolution 5, which is a proposed constitutional amendment that would dedicate at least $2.5 billion of state sales tax revenue to our transportation infrastructure needs. Now, obviously, that's not all coming to Bryan College Station or Brazos County, but we will get a proportion of that, and any amount that can go into helping us with our roads is important. I believe that here in College Station, we obviously have grown more quickly than most cities experience growth, over 40% since 2000. And obviously, I sat through a meeting last night of the Planning and Zoning Commission, a three-hour meeting, I might add. And on many of the questions of asking for rezoning or asking for approval for changing the comprehensive plan, it all really came down to whether there was enough, not all of it, but a great deal of it came down to infrastructure. And we had good citizens there testifying that they can't take any more on the roads that unless they can be improved.
Sure.
So obviously we're having to look at that, and I've asked the Transportation Committee to give us a workshop on how we can finance growth. And this will come this Tuesday, June the 23rd. I've also asked the city manager to give the council a workshop on broader issues of financing growth. And I think it's interesting that back in 2007, we actually had a study of thoroughfare plan for the east side of the city. And in that study, it was something like, and I believe, I wanted to have that figure right in front of me, but 60% supported a mixture of development fees and city funding, that is the way we should go after the needs of growth.
Mm-hmm.
33% supported straight impact fees and 7% straight city funds. Obviously, we are going to need to work to bring several different revenue streams together. I don't think any one area or group should bear it all.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow we have got to step it up a little bit to get to the point that growth has more of a capacity to pay for what is created. It brings many values. It increases sales tax, property tax. It brings values, but it also brings some real cost. And so now, with the kind of growth we've had, we're happy to have the increase in all of the benefits from it, but we have got to take the responsibility now for how do we make it work.
Sure. And finally, I know that you wanted to say something about the Charleston, South Carolina situation, obviously a tragedy.
I did. I wanted to first and foremost say that I think we ought to be thinking about the citizens of Charleston, South Carolina, that they are representing the very best in their community in the very worst of circumstances. It is a senseless, horrible tragedy. And to see them responding not with looting and burning and tearing up their own neighborhood, but in prayer meetings and in positive statements and in support of each other. And I'm talking largely about the black community, but also the white community there, that the leaders that have come together and offered support. But it's the basic citizens in the black community that determined what that response would be. And when we talk about neighborhood integrity, sometimes we think of it as, well, do we have wide enough streets? Do we have enough sidewalks? But it's also, do we have a spirit of cooperation, and do we value each other in the community and work together? And I think they're showing us the very best face they can.
Certainly.
And this is going out to the world, and I'm proud of it, but I think we really need to remember them.
Certainly. Good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Blanche Brick from the College Station City Council.